This is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to take responsibility on load shedding. Ziang Manufacturing Director to continue paying workers despite suspension. And Tanzania President sworn in after election marred by violence. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. Former Minister of Energy Yamfua Mukanga has urged the UPND government to stop blaming the previous administrations for failure to effectively address the ongoing energy crisis. Mr. Mukanga said the recent statement by Vice President Mtadena Lumango, attributing the current load shedding to population and economic growth, as well as power export contracts signed by the former regime, is an excuse meant to cover up the government's inability to find long-lasting solutions to the energy challenges. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukanga questioned what the UPND administration has achieved over the last 5 years, if it still attributes its shortcomings to past governments. He further wondered why the country continues to experience power shortages if, as the government claims, all power export contracts have been suspended. Mr. Mukanga has also urged President Hakainde Hichilema and the Vice President to ensure consistency in their statements on the energy situation to avoid confusing the public. He challenged the government to admit if it has failed to address the energy crisis so that citizens and businesses can plan accordingly, further calling for a national endeavor to discuss the root cause and solutions to Zambia's persistent load shedding.
Exports should have continued from the local scene, but exports should not be done at the expense of the citizens of the country. And I think right now we don't know how, what is happening. It's like the Zambians have been able to ransom. So I'm just urging the Vice President and the President to ensure that, you know, they help the Zambians by giving proper statements. Okay, because we need to know what is happening. Once we are told the truth that, you know, we are not going to expect any good in the next 2 months, then we'll start thinking. But I think what they need to do is to carry out a serious investigation.
Political analyst Neo Simutani says Zambians should not be surprised that President Hakainde Hichilema is attending the inauguration ceremony of Tanzanian President-elect Samia Suluhu Hassan, noting that the UPND government did not condemn the conduct of the Tanzanian elections. Some Zambians have questioned President Hichilema's decision to attend the event, citing concerns over the fairness of the recently held elections in Tanzania. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Simutani said government silence on the electoral irregularities in Tanzania reflects its reluctance to interfere in the internal affairs of other sovereign nations. These heads of state often support one another, so there is really nothing Zambians can say about whether or not the president should attend the inauguration, said Dr. Simutani. He further said that government's failure to raise concerns about the elections in Tanzania indicates that they see nothing wrong with what had transpired.
So it should not be surprising that the President Hichilema can attend the inauguration, because all the wrong things that took place in Tanzania, the government of Zambia never made a statement or a concern over this. I'm not surprised that this is happening, and of course, as you know, I'm just an ordinary citizen like everybody else. Without any influence, there's nothing that we can do. It means the Zambian government accepts what happened there as okay. That's all.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development (UPND) Deputy Media Director Situla Sikwindi has urged Zambians not to rush to judgment, but instead consider the broader context of Zambia's diplomatic and economic relations with Tanzania. Mr. Sikwindi said Tanzania remains a strategic partner in Zambia's development, particularly in trade, agriculture, and the joint management of the Zambia-Tanzania Railway Authority, TAZARA. Zambia benefits greatly from its partnerships with Tanzania beyond agricultural trade. The country shares important infrastructure and economic ties that the nation cannot afford to jeopardize, said Mr. Sikwindi. He said that the president's attendance should be viewed as a diplomatic gesture aimed at strengthening cooperation and preserving regional unity.
how different countries are organized when it comes to their electoral processes and how the people, you know, come into power and what the merits and demerits of what happens in there has not as much consequence as what we would do. Because you see, Tanzania will not cease to exist because, you know, of our different viewpoints with regards to how elections were conducted. At the end of the day, Zambia still sees Tanzania as, you know, the Tanzania as a very important, you know, partner in the management of the affairs of Zambia with regards to the economic cooperation and so on and so forth.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has directed Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited to continue paying its employees during the period of operational suspension, emphasizing that no wage deductions should be made. Last week, the Lusaka City Council LCC suspended operations at Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited for gross violations of public health standards. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says while the ministry recognizes the need for companies to protect their property and enforce discipline in the workplace, such measures must not come at the expense of compromising workers' health, dignity or freedom of movement. The ministry is concerned with the inhumane and degrading treatment of workers at Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited, whose operations were recently suspended by LCC on October 29, 2025, due to serious public health violations, said Ms. Ndawa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that such practices are unacceptable, degrading and contrary to both labor and human rights standards, adding that employees deserve to work in a safe and dignified environment. Ms. Ndawa said that the ministry will work closely with relevant authorities, including the council and the Ministry of Health, to ensure that the company rectifies all identified violations and implements measures that meet the minimum occupational safety and health standards before operations can resume. She has therefore assured all affected workers at Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited that their welfare and dignity remains a top priority. New Congress Party NCP President Peter Chanda has revealed that his party decided to withdraw from Tonse Alliance after alleged attempts by Patriotic Front PF members Given Lubinda and Chris Zumanizimba to stage a coup against his party's leadership. Mr. Chanda claimed that the two PF officials summoned him to a meeting where he was pressured to align with particular rules within the alliance. He said that when he refused to comply, he was threatened with the possibility of being replaced as party president. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Chanda said that the NCP was treated unfairly within the alliance, prompting its decision to leave. The NCP wondered why it was being sidelined and later summoned to forcibly agree with a faction in the alliance, said Mr. Chanda. He explained that the NCP had offered its support to the alliance in good faith as a special service vehicle, but felt betrayed by some PF members. Mr. Chanda said that Mr. Lubinda and Dr. Zumani took the wrong approach, adding that the NCP has now resolved to contest the 2026 general elections independently.
I get a text message threatening me to say the six top leaders of NCP are going to take over if you don't come back to us and reconcile with us. I said, wait, which six top leaders? And he said again, I'm hearing that Council Debbie Angola is going to take over as acting president. Now look, NCP has got a constitution. Even at the Register of Society, there is a constitution. In the absence of the president, if a president, you understand, dies, unless the president has left the will like Cosmas Peter Mwale did, he left those instructions to the vice president to say.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to listen on your number one radio station. First Monday, month of November. You need an update for your currencies concerned before you sneak it out. It is 7.12 Chinese yuan if you're going into China, 1.31 just in case you're going into UK. Europe zone, 1.15, 177.54 just in case you're driving a Japanese yen, a Japanese car, which is a Toyota. And of course, 88.78 Indian rupee just in case into India. And of course, 17.31 down Jobex, Africa. That's a currency on the rand against, of course, the dollar. Now, for the Kwacha, there is a bit of some bubble on the Kwacha, but nothing to worry about. Take advantage if you have the dollar. The dollar has gone up to 22.2, 22.25. That's what the banks are buying. Take advantage because we only have about 6 weeks.